Let me play for you a piece of audio from the show the other day. Had to do a little background check on Annie, who said she was up for babysitting Salt's daughter. But we're not just turning Salt's daughter over to anybody. We got to just check the background information to see what's going on.
Yes.
Because, you know, we like you, but we don't know enough about you.
Sure.
What is your name, young lady?
Skyway.
How old are you?
5.
And what is your name?
Aurora.
Aurora, and how old are you?
7.
You guys have Annie Dow as a babysitter, correct?
Yes.
Do you like her as a babysitter?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. Because she's really nice.
I don't know. Does she let you stay up late?
Yeah.
Does she let you eat whatever you want?
Yeah.
These don't seem like good things for a babysitter to do.
Not exactly whatever we want to eat. Like, not like ice cream or other desserts. Basically, just like food.
Okay, but she's very nice, yeah, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, is there anything that you want to change about Annie Dow as your babysitter? Is she ever mean to you or anything?
Well, when we're forced to go to bed, we don't really like it.
Okay. What do you think about Annie Dow?
Annie Dow's not mean.
Does she let you do whatever you want?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think she would be a good babysitter for my baby CP?
Yes. Who's that again?
Who's that again? Who's CP again? So you babysat, and I have some audio here. What is this audio of, Annie?
So the first part is just me and how obsessed I am with this baby.
Just me and CP hanging. Salt gave me a whole tour of the house, and I went upstairs to get my phone charger, and I already forgot where everything is, where all the rooms are. But this house is awesome. So CP had a bottle, and she's been sleeping in my arms for like 2 hours. Mm. And Carly the cat is in between my legs, so I literally can't move. I can't reach the clicker, so I've been watching Hallmark movies for 2 hours. But like, it's fine. It's a good time. And I literally can't stop staring at CP because I love her so much, and she's so beautiful and perfect, and I just like want to steal her and take her home with me.
Okay, I wouldn't admit to kidnapping a child on the show, but
Annie
sent me
pictures via text while she was there. Mm-hmm. She's just, I just love her so much.
The only channel they get is the Hallmark channel.
Well, that and Hallmark movies a mystery. You know, there's two.
Yeah,
two Hallmark channels. No, the funniest part was, so my wife and I are out, and right when we get, you know, we're out, and my wife's like, we're driving in the car. And she's like, wait, my phone wasn't charging. And I'm like, don't worry, you don't even have Annie's number. If anything goes wrong, she'll text me. Because I wanted my wife to have a good time. Right. I wanted Sarah to have a good time and just not worry about it. And then we were in a place and we kept getting like latent text messages. Like Annie sent me a text message where it was like 2 hours later.
Right.
And so I like looked down and my wife's like, she's finally getting comfortable with it. And she's like, yeah, we haven't heard from Annie at all. And then, like, literally, it pops up on my phone.
You're like,
text from Annie.
We got a text from Annie.
And Sarah's like, what does it say? What does it say? And it's Annie, who looks high AF on the couch sitting there, because we did not know this.
What?
Annie is allergic to cats. We have two cats.
Yeah, I am too.
This is information you should probably tell people that you're babysitting for beforehand, so they don't have to have paramedics on standby in case you...
But that didn't matter. I just wanted you guys to go out and have a good time. I've been with parents before that this is their first time out, and I just wanted you to go out and relax.
This is an easy fix. Just keep a little bit of allergy, you know, like Claritin or whatever at the house. And then that way she can babysit all the time.
That's great. The next time... This time we come home, like, seriously, she was like bloodshot. Like, she could barely breathe.
Where's the EpiPen, Salt?
No. When I got home, I literally looked at it and I thought Annie hit. You know, when you see somebody who's been asleep for like 3 hours, but you wake them up at the wrong time and they're like, that's what Annie looked like with her eyes. And I was like, oh my God, are you all right? And then Sarah asked her, she goes, oh yeah, I'm allergic to cats.
What Annie, is this? Honey, you knew that there were two cats there. Why didn't you take something?
I didn't realize that.
Well, tell us.
I didn't realize. Carly's like a dog. Like, she loves you. She wants to be all over you. And I didn't really think
there's
of it.
There's two cats in the house and there's hair everywhere.
Oh my gosh.
But what usually,
no. And Patrick Swayze, because Annie stayed over, Patrick Swayze slept with her.
What is the other piece of audio here, Annie?
So
is this you having a complete allergic meltdown?
No, I kind of expected, because CP is teething, I thought she was going to be a little bit more teary. I got off easy.
I feel like this always happens to people, that their baby won't sleep for them or their baby will give them a hard time. CP has literally slept this entire time for 4 hours, just sleeping in my arms, and I'm obsessed with her. She's just so amazing. But I feel like as soon as Salt and Sarah come home, she'll wake up and the teething will get worse and she'll get upset. But I'm telling you, these 4 hours have been magical.
Achoo! The baby has not stopped crying since you left. My wife is texting me currently, still crying.
I don't know what to tell you.
What did you
angel.
Do to this child?
I don't know.
What did you do, Annie?
I fed her, and we were just besties. We were hanging out. She fell asleep. I'm not kidding. And I didn't want her put her down into her little thing.
We have a box that we just put her in right next to the couch.
I couldn't put her down. I just wanted to stare at her.
Right next to the radiator, the space heater.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.